part 2 of Sanjay Rath's workshop on nakshatras on CD1.
Okay, so did you understand the importance of the Janma Nakshatra? Right. Now, why is this horse's head? Does this come when you are born? No. Because when we are talking of Ashwini Nakshatra, we know that Ashwini is in Aries, the sign Aries. Is it not? And Aries is the first house and Ashwini is the first nakshatra. They are perfectly aligned. But the symbol of a horse's head that I am talking about doesn't happen when you are born. It's happening sometime down the line just before your marriage. When do you go to college? It's the time before your marriage. Before you get married, I mean after finishing your A-levels, you are in college and that's when you are studying something. Normal people. That's when they have this higher learning, they finish the higher learning and then they get married and they settle down and start their professions. Is it not? Normally it's like that. So, this symbol is not really directly connected with the sign Aries. It's connected with the sign Libra. Think about this. The symbol for this nakshatra is coming from the opposite sign, not the same sign. Because we see what is opposite us, not we can't see ourselves. The symbol is telling us, what am I looking at, not what I am. So although horses, you thought, oh, this is horse's head, it is the first sign, first nakshatra, it's a head, so it fits. No, it doesn't fit really, because this is a new head. This is not the head with which you were born. This is the knowledge that was given to you. You were not born with this knowledge. So we can't call this lagna, really lagna. It is something that you acquired. So the symbol is coming from the seventh house, which is the sign Libra. So all the nakshatras, the three nakshatras that are there in the sign Aries, have their symbols associated with the sign Libra, which is the opposite sign. It's very funny when you think about it. For example, this of course is the Navtara Chakra, you can see that. These are some qualities that I have written over here. We can see, how do you study these qualities? He's a pioneer. Who is a pioneer? One who is the first to go somewhere. Look, the number one. He is an innovator. Who is an innovator? Who is the first one to try out something? Look at the first. Explorer, first one to be there. Naturally, he is heroic because he is taking risks. Ketu is your lord. Who takes risk? Who meets with an accident? He who takes risk will meet with an accident. If you don't take a risk, you will not have any accidents. So if Ketu is your lord, you will be heroic. You will try all the heroic tricks. Like, I can jump from the third floor. You can also break your leg. I can do this, I can do that. Well, you can do, things can also happen to you. That's the heroic thing. What about courageous? Of course, jumping from the third floor requires a lot of courage. You can see the qualities are coming from not only that nakshatra, but the relationship between Ketu and the lord of the sign where it is, Mars. You see what's happening over here? We are looking at the nakshatra, it's Lord Ketu. Most of these qualities are from the planet Ketu. But we cannot ignore the fact that that particular nakshatra is in Aries. The symbols are showing what he is looking at to have these qualities. So 0 degrees of Aries looks at 0 degrees of Libra. Which nakshatra is in 0 degrees of Libra? Chitra Nakshatra. So Aries is looking at Chitra. Ashwini is looking at Chitra, is it not? That is how it is getting this notion. Aries, it's Chitra is holding the starting point of Aries. They're quick in speech, they talk very fast, quick in actions, they hate discussing, plan made, do it quickly. Inconsiderate, because they don't have time. They don't have time. You are telling something, she's telling something, she's telling something. I have to do this job, get lost. So sometimes you feel that, look, you are not taking my desire into this thing. Father wants this done, mother wants this done, sister wants this done. They tend to ignore. Actually, they don't ignore purposely. They are misunderstood. They are not ignoring anybody purposely. It is just that they are headless. If you don't have a head, how can you listen? Try to think of it the other way. Because you don't have a head, you are not going to think, you are going to do exactly and you are going to do it quickly. Good. So now we are clear on these.
They're headless, but they have horse's head.
The horse's head is what they have to acquire. They are looking at it. There's a desire. They don't have the horse's head. The symbol is what you want. It's the seventh house of desire. They haven't got it as yet. You were not born with it. In due course of time, you will get it. So the Janma Nakshatra, the symbol shows what is it that you want.
Symbol shows the seventh house, which is desire.
That is the seventh house, which is desire.
You got to achieve at the top there.
That's right. That is the horse's head. They want. You know the big story about the Ashwini Kumars? The big story. What is the big story about them? These two Ashwini Kumars were not devatas. They had no place in this Nakshatra Mandala. Originally. Original Vedic scheme. So, they got upset. They went to this rishi called Chavan. Have you heard of Chavan? Chavan Prash and all these Ayurvedic herbs. He's a big top herbal teacher. He's the teacher of Ayurveda. Top teacher of Ayurveda. So they went to him, told him, please, they saw this old man, completely haggard, half blind, can't see anything, old man, and they looked, his wife, wow, beautiful. She was like a goddess walking around. They said, how come this, she's a princess, how come this old haggard idiot got married to this beautiful woman? Of course she must have a desire for the right young man. This old man isn't, it's natural. This sugar daddy marriage is not going to work. Okay, so they went. They went and they told this lady, and her name was Sukanya, told her that, look, your husband is haggard, why don't you marry one of us? Indecent proposal. You see the movie, right? Yeah. So, of course, then they asked the $1 million question. And then they tried to coax her, that she stuck on. No way. I'm married to my husband. Who are you? Stay away. Well, we are Ashwini Kumar and this, that, we are gods in the right. He says, what god? I've never heard of you chaps. What god? Anybody says I'm a god, I'll believe you. So then they said, look, we will force you to marry us. You have to marry one of us. That's like, almost like rape. Okay? You have one option. We will make your husband as young and as youthful like us. So what is the power of Ashwini? They can make an old man young. What is that power called? No, hair dye. They make an old man look young. It's hair dye. You're dyeing your hair, you're looking good, pulling the skin up, doing. So all kinds of medicines can be done in the body by which you can look younger. That means there are medicines in this world which men have forgotten, and they will discover in these coming 10 years. You will see lots of discoveries. Ashwini's time has come. So they are going to do all these things in the world. Lots of medicines will come in this coming 10 years by which everybody is going to look younger, and it will be tough to make out who's whose father and who's whose son. It's a complete mess, believe me. So because you don't know, and they all three of them looked the same. They told her, whoever you will choose among the three of us, now you have to marry. See, this is a very indecent thing to do. So she said, okay, now, but the condition was you made him young and his blindness went away. You gave him eyes. So what is the power of this nakshatra? The power to give sight to the blind. What a power it has got. A blind man will get sight. Is it not? This is Janma Nakshatra. So that means when you are blind, when you have come to a blind end in your life and you don't know which way to go, look at your Janma Nakshatra, pray to the Devata of your Janma Nakshatra, they will lead the way. Yes.
What's the connection between this, the Ashwini Kumars and the Nakula and Sahadev and the Pandavas?
We'll come to all that. There's so many connections. Once you become God, there'll be many connections. Until you are Prime Minister, nobody knows. Once you become Prime Minister, everybody, he was playing football with me. You know, I did his eye surgery, I did his leg surgery. Everything will come out. It's part of life. Just what you see. This part of, when you are in power, everybody knows you. You lose your power, nobody knows you. So till then, nobody knew them. See, Sukanya didn't know who the hell they were. So the three of them, Rishi Chavan, then they three stood in a line. And she correctly pointed out, he is my husband. In a second. So, they were shocked. Said, how could she make out? She said, I know my husband. And he was blind. A person who has just been restored eyesight, he's still blinking and looking around. Both of you are looking perfectly and looking at me with a different kind of eye than he is. Right? So the sight with which a man looks is the Janma Nakshatra. And the wife was able to catch it. So they worshipped her. That you are the pure Saraswati. You are Saraswati. Therefore, they worship Saraswati. And which is their nakshatra for worship? In the 27 nakshatra scheme? All you got to do is to go to the last one. See? 1, 2, 3. Remember I told you. In the third line, the last nakshatra is the highest devata. Because this is the spiritual, Swargaloka. This is your heavens. So Revati is your nakshatra of worship. So they worship Saraswati. They told Sukanya. Su means good. Kanya is the lady. The good lady. The pure lady. Is Saraswati. That is why they worship Saraswati. They told you are Saraswati. So then they told the Rishi, give us the knowledge by which we will become a god. Because Indra is not allowing us to become god. Indra said, you do not deserve to be gods. Who is Indra? Now I'll tell you this. Look at these nakshatras. Indra is here, the lord of Jyeshtha. Mark this nakshatra number 18. He will never allow you to get power. I want to become king. He will say, you are an idiot. How can you become a king? This nakshatra number 18 will always test you. He will always challenge you. Prove it to me that you are capable. So if I am born in 24, I have to find my 18 over here. The battles that I have to fight will be, whichever nakshatra will be here. He will always try to put a, what do they call that, spanner in my being crowned. So because of that, they had this big episode and finally they were made gods. From a janma. Whoever is here, he is the king who you are following. And naturally, how will the king say that you become king? I am king, so how can you become king? He will find other faults in you. It's always, this is the one you are supposed to replace.
The planet that ruled that 18 is the one that you have a lot of difficulty.
You will have a difficulty in particular this nakshatra. See, this, there's a difference between this, the planet that is ruling all these three is Mercury.
Yeah.
But this one is the one you're worshipping, who's helping you. This one is the one which is testing you. But this one is the one which is supposed to protect you. The Mercury is right through, but I'm talking about different levels now. This one will give you coronation powers, will bless you, become king. This one will say, no, I am sitting in the king's throne. Because he's Indra. This one will say, I'm protecting. So there's a tussle between these two to give you the power. It's a very strange thing. Now we have Mercury ruling the Isri. But still their qualities will be different because we are not going to study them differently now. We're going to study each one
so
of them.
So different gods will be ruling these different...
Yes. We have different gods ruling each one of them.
And that's what you're looking at. That particular god will give you different...
Yes, that's exactly right. And instead of looking at gods, gods only give us an idea of what the difficulty is. Indra, for example, is said to be king. So we are talking of political power. King is political power. For somebody else, like somebody else, there could be a different nakshatra over here. The god of that nakshatra, devata of that nakshatra could be completely different. So we are talking of a different kind of power.
Like you're talking about devata, like first, let's say you talk about Naga.
Nagas. The Nagas over here.
Devatas are modifying.
Right. We'll go into that. But the more important than Devatas is the symbols. You will see how this is going to work. The symbols will give us more knowledge than the Devatas. Because Devata will say political power. I don't want political power.
So the whole story behind that.
Whole is the symbol over there. This is all about finishing. You know, you are running a race in life. Are you going to finish the race? It's not important that you stand first. It's not important that you stand last. But somehow cross the line, finish the race. There are many people who start running, then they fall down halfway and sit down over there thinking. Then they turn around, start running the other way. Our question is, are you finished? How good are you? How well are you finishing? Because you become king. Once you become king, you have finished the race. So there's no more race after that. Gordon Brown was running a race for 10 years to be the prime minister of this country, is it not? 10 years he ran the race. Finally he stopped running now. Is he still running? No, he'll become the prime minister.
Now he's running to save him.
The issue is, he is no longer running for that post. He has to now hold that post. Indra is always trying to hold on to his power. Everybody is trying, the Asuras want to take his power, the other Devatas want to take his power. Once in a while Agni says, hey, why are you king? I should be king. It's all about finishing. We'll come to that. Yes. In here? It will trouble you. It will test you like anything. It will not let you finish anything properly. Yeah, because the planet is totally eclipsing that rays coming from that nakshatra. That nakshatras, the light coming from the nakshatra is very good for the mind. Any planet over there is like an eclipse. All these nakshatras think that there are 27 suns in the chart and all these planets are Rahus. The whole lot of them. Including Jupiter is nothing but one another Rahu over there. They are coming in between and they block the light and they give us obsessions. We would be much better off if there was no graha, it was a clean sky. All of us would be the same, no problems.
So according to the graha, you would identify what kind of...
Immediately. Yes. Jupiter is the most beneficial because Jupiter is the only one which can go above the moon. Because he was the original lord of the nakshatras. He gave it to the moon as a gift. It's not really a gift actually, the moon stole nakshatras. Nakshatras are called Tara. And Tara is supposed to be the wife of Jupiter. Now they have become wives of the moon. How come? How come my wives become his wives here? So something went wrong in between, right? So that's how these Taras, these 27 Taras were taken away from Jupiter by the moon. What Jupiter is telling, give me back my Tara. This is what life is all about. We are born and we think that where we are born, this is my father, this is my mother, this is my country, this is my language, this is... That is all moon. Jupiter, the highest truth, is completely different. This whole world is one family. What family are you talking about? There is only one language and that is the language of God. And that is monam, perfect silence. There is no need to speak anything. Maharshi Ramana. Okay, so you can see that all these things you can see is from this planet. There is so much. Yes.
So there is the lord of the nakshatra and there is the sign.
Where that nakshatra is.
Nakshatra is and the lord of that.
Hmm.
And then there is the symbol. And then the fourth one I'm thinking about is the planet in the nakshatra itself.
But that planet in the nakshatra is the one, it's like somebody has come to your house.
Okay.
So generally the one who's come to your house is an unwelcome guest. But he's hanging out there refusing to go. It's like, you know, you just think that you have a guest who's come all the way from India, you know, especially Indians will understand this. And he refuses to leave. Like he just has this, he's just applying for this course and that application never finishes.
20 planets that have the same effect.
Exactly. They say that whichever planet is transited by the sun is the worst hit in the zodiac. Now, sun is a good planet, people thought. It is, because the sun has got such a fat ego that where he sits, nakshatra, who the hell are you? I am the nakshatra. Everybody out. That is the sun. He throws everyone out. He doesn't allow anybody else's light to come. So where the sun is shining, that nakshatra is gone. It is said to be Dagdha nakshatra. Gone, burnt. Nothing is visible over there. You are completely blind. Whichever nakshatra the sun will be placed, that nakshatra in your horoscope is as good as blind. You don't know anything about that part of your life.
It is your Janma nakshatra. What happens then?
Then you are a very good astrology student. Because that is why you need Jyotish. Could be Amavasya, could be Pratipad. Agni. You need to worship the Tithi Devata to get out of it. Anyway, we'll go into all that later. The issue is, whichever nakshatra Saturn is, that nakshatra is as good as burnt. Sun. Whichever nakshatra Saturn is, that nakshatra you will be beaten. Because Saturn is a stick. If you go near the stick, what will the stick? See, it's a very strange. When you take a stick and it hits you like that, you think, I am beaten by the stick. How do you know that you have not gone towards the stick like that? Einstein, right? Relativity. So you go near the stick will beat you. That's what Saturn is all about. Mars. Something is poking you all the time. Hey, get up. Hey, get up. Get up. Do this. Hey, do this. You know how irritating it can get? Your nerves, I mean, he'll test your nerves to the hilt. That's Mars. So your nerves will become strong because they're tested. Whatever is tested becomes strong. That is why Mars is strength.
So wherever Saturn is, becomes strong part of your chart.
It's not the strong part of your chart. It is the part which has become most thick-skinned. Because when you keep beating, the skin becomes thick.
What happens when you have two planets in one muscle?
You have a big mess over there. Naturally, because you don't know whether to follow this guy or that guy, and both of them are fighting. That is called a nakshatra graha yuddha. When two planets are in one nakshatra, they have battle for the control of the nakshatra. They want control of that part of your life. You may think it's a good thing, it is not. Yeah, because there's a battle in that aspect of your life. We'll go into the life. If there are three, it's more battles. Because two are battling and one is waiting on the line to come and join to fight with the one who wins. If you have four, then three will finish, then the fourth one will come in. So your life can get full of challenges in that area. Okay? But remember, just as you have negatives coming from the malefic planets, you have blessings coming from benefic planets. Venus, fantastic. Fantastic. It is the greatest savior. Jupiter, blessing of God. You will actually see this in your life when you apply it, when you draw your chart with the nakshatras. Okay. Shall we go to the next one? Now, look at Bharini nakshatra. I have drawn this as a triangle. Yama, look at the symbol. It's called Yoni. Yoni is the private parts of the female of any species, not human. Need not be human. The problem with most astrologers is they take this for the human being only, which is wrong. Yoni means that female organ which is capable of producing a living creature. So Yoni only has to do the power of the mother. So this nakshatra number 2 is said to be the power of the mother. That is why if you see the table which I have given earlier, I have put food under this nakshatra. You observe, under this nakshatra, we know exactly what kind of food you like. His Janma nakshatra is 22. So 23 becomes your food nakshatra. Any planet in 23?
No.
So Mars will decide what kind of food you like. What do you think will be the kind of food you like? Right? Something which will give you a...
Very good. I travel with, my masalas when I'm in Europe.
Oh, and a lot of them will be,
red chili powder.
Yes. Gunpowders and all that. Kind of them. See, minus 24. So my taste is 25. 25 is Jupiter. You can bribe me with a chocolate. You can bribe me. Sanjay needs a special class. I got this. See, Zoran kept these for me. See that? It's simple as that. You look at the second one, you know it is in the mind of the person. Ketu as the Lord, you tell me.
No, it's a relative.
Ashwini, that's Ketu. Chinese food. You like Chinese food?
I prefer Indian.
You prefer Indian? Okay. So what am I trying to talk about? Foreign food. Foreign. Because there is a Gandanta. Because Revati is in Pisces. Then we have Ketu, that is Ashwini in a different sign, and there is a big Gandanta. So you have to cross the Gandanta to eat the food that you want. So every day, your food, it will be an issue. Like maybe, breakfast, what will I have today? Lunch, what will I have today? It could be an issue. But you see, this is how the brain works. So Ketu means get over these things about... You like things which are from the border, across the border. It's good for you.
What is the fish?
Ketu symbolizes fish, yes. Ketu symbolizes... Rahu likes to eat fish. It's not what it symbolizes, it's what he likes to eat. Ketu likes to eat red meat. Ketu likes to eat eggs. Yeah, Ketu likes to eat eggs, no?
Also red meat.
Also red meat, yeah, depending upon how tamasic Ketu can get. Yeah, birds, what do birds like to feed on? Seeds. Worms, no. Seeds. Grains. Depending upon the kind of bird. Right. The sun definitely likes food which is very, which wakes you up type, you know, pick me up type food.
What about the moon?
Moon likes anything, lacto.
The second from moon is Mars.
You have the same story as him. He's in your club. He's 22, you are 4. Jupiter, 4th Lord. 4th from Janma Nakshatra is ruled by Jupiter. The club.
What I was saying is that you talked about the Nakshatra second, that's what you're going to like.
Yeah.
You talked about Jupiter.
For you it is Mars.
But Mars means bitter.
But provided there are no planets in that Nakshatra. There are no planets in Vrigashira, right?
The planets will modify.
Will modify. Mars could be bitter, Mars could be... No, it's what he likes rather than what it rules.
Chocolate.
Mars is more chocolate. Mars is more chocolate. Something that is surely damaging. Chocolate is surely damaging for your health.
Sour things.
Venus is more sour. Yogurt. Yeah. Taste. But what about foods? Venus can rule exotic foods. Very exotic, classy foods. Different things. Like to try. Okay, but Venus is a good eater. They say Venus eats right. They're conscious. Anyway, so we talked about food. That's good. Now, what else are we talking about? Why are we talking about the organ of generation? What does it have to do with the head? It has to do with the seventh house. The symbol comes from the seventh house. So the most, it goes straight into the nakshatra Swati, which is opposite in the sign laborer, which is the organ of generation. So keep that in mind. The symbols is the seventh house. What you see, what it is showing to you, the directions they are showing is the seventh house, the opposite sign.
Would this indicate the entry of us into this world?
Yes. No, it shows the exit of us, not entry. It shows the exit. Why? Because in this nakshatra, Saturn is debilitated. Please note, Saturn gets debilitated in this nakshatra number 2. I have not mentioned it. Have I mentioned it here? So please make a note. In nakshatra number 1, Sun is exalted. In nakshatra number 1, Sun is exalted. So they were able to give sight to a blind person. In nakshatra number 2, Saturn is debilitated. And what is Saturn all about? Longevity. So what happens when the giver of longevity has got debilitated? The god of death is about to arrive. Yama. Longevity is finishing. But so long as you are eating, you can't die. When the food stops, you will die. So the connection between food and life and death comes from this nakshatra. People who die of starvation. Have you ever heard of somebody dying of starvation?
Saturn is debilitated in the Aries.
Aries, right. What?
In this nakshatra, in Bharani.
That's right.
No, in that
degree.
No, 20 degrees. 20 degrees of Aries is Bharani. No, it is not fully debilitated. Planets get debilitated at certain degrees. Exactly at the degrees is the bottom point. We must keep those degrees in mind. In the third nakshatra, that is the nakshatra after this, Moon is exalted. So Moon is exalted in a nakshatra of Kritika, ruled by the Sun. The Sun is causing the Moon to get exalted. What? We'll come to that. We'll come to these things slightly more. Bharani, why does it give fanatical beliefs? Do or die. After death you shall go to the God and you shall have 100 virgins. That's a madness coming from this nakshatra. Sheer madness. In this life you couldn't find one. After death you'll find 100. Are you mad? And what a gift to give. That's a curse, not a blessing. You can't deal with one lady. You can't show a little bit of love. Now you'll show through her madness. So you can clearly see, it is fanatical beliefs. And if I have a calculation system by which I can say that from the year 99 to the year 2009, March, roughly March, April, was this nakshatra, would you agree with me? There's a certain calculation that we have by which we assign 10 years for each of these nakshatras moving in the reverse direction for the world affairs. Isn't it interesting? Think about this. The world is passing through time cycle. And these time cycles, you know, we have Dasha, Antar, Pratyantar, like that. We have a level called the tenure, the decades. And these decades, in my calculation, roughly, starts from about 99 to 2009. That was the last decade. It's finishing in a few more days. It's finished, if I'm right. Ashwini is starting off. February, yeah, it finished. We are now in Ashwini. The new decade has started. So you can see that this Bharani started from the year 99, finished in the year 2009. What do you think happened to the world? How was the world transformed in the last 10 years? Will this be right? Who was ruling the world? Yama. People were so scared all the time. Everybody thought they're going to die, God knows when. Right, there was a fear. There was a whole complex. The whole psychology of the decade was called the psychology of fear. The psychology of death. I am going to die if he doesn't die. I am supporting because he preserves me and kills that guy who's killing. So it's the psychology of death, the psychology of fear by which he was ruling. Observe, 10 years, started in 99. Ashwini is coming to save and start a new world. Yes, please.
Strange coincidence. So 10 years, that's the time. You go back 270 years. That's 270 years, that's the last time that Mars and Rahu and Jupiter were together in Capricorn.
Oh, interesting. So there is a direct calculation link between the Saptarishi movement and the Jupiter and these main planet movements. But you can see that this was what happened to the world. A lot of fanatical, who was ruling the world? Fanatical people. Terrorists were ruling the world. They fight to liberate themselves. They're shouting, freedom, freedom, freedom from whom here? What freedom are you talking about? Our freedoms are all gone. We couldn't travel in a flight without me being checked. You can't carry water because you know your water can destroy the world. Yeah. You don't know how dangerous the water bottle that you're carrying can be. You don't know, really. And I still remember this lady, this young girl, little girl in the US. She was even ahead of us. She was carrying a Coke and she was handling a bottle of water and running inside. That lady was, stop there. And gone, what? How dare you take that Coke? You don't do this to little children. You can stop them and talk to them nicely and put it away. Is a psychology of fear. But you see that it ended and Ashwini, the healers came. The healers came from last year, they started coming in. And so we have a completely new setup over there in the US. And all that he's talking about is healing the world. Is it not? Those who are meant to heal the world will come to power in the right places. Everybody else will be kicked out if they are not thinking like the Ashwini. That is the power of the nakshatras. They are the boss. The next decade is going to be all about healing. Beautiful 10 years. Medicine. We are going to find medicine to become younger. You will suddenly find a little Sanjay coming like that with his chocolates. Now we come to your nakshatra. Look, let's see what Kritika we are seeing. The symbol is a knife or a spear. There are two symbols for this, not one. Two symbols. Why are there two symbols for this? Because half the nakshatra, part of the nakshatra is in Aries and the part is in Taurus. So obviously the reflections on the signs, there are two different signs in the seventh house. The portion which is in Aries is looking at the sign Libra. And that is the head of the spear. The remaining is the staff. So people in Taurus part of Kritika are looking at the staff. They say, where is the spearhead? I can't even see the spearhead. In other words, they are missing the mark, because if you don't have a spearhead, it is not a spear. People in the Aries part have a spearhead, they are looking for a staff. If they can't put the staff, it is nothing, it's a little piece of metal like that, like a little knife. So the Kritika is a disjointed nakshatra, with part over there, and these two parts are looking for each other. What does the Gayatri Mantra do? The Gayatri Mantra causes this part and this part to come together. So you have the power of protection. It's very interesting when you think about the symbols. Now, I was talking about one that is a spear. What about the knife? Look at both the symbols. They are talking about sharp weapons. Weapons which are meant to kill, cut, maim, or heal through surgery. Surgical weapons. In surgery, don't you use things which are either like knives or like spears? That's exactly. The blade, the power of the blade is in Kritika. And the power of the blade is what gave man the power over other creatures. Because with his own hands, unless you are from mainland China with Kung Fu, you can't kill anybody. But with this nakshatra on your side, Nobody can, no animal could fight us. We killed all the animals. Nobody could come. So what is the, they are very sharp. Right, you're talking of sharpness. They're very penetrating, they go into it. They don't like superficial things. They can be very sarcastic sometimes. They say, well, we are speaking to the point. The other person says, you can do it nicely, you don't have to hurt me. They can be critical positively because they can see, they have the penetrating power. So they can be very critical. But in reality, that is good for the world. You don't need people who are flattering you all the time. You sometimes need people who can tell you what your flaws are. So they are genuine friends. Mostly misunderstood because of this ability. So how do you get over it? By the Gayatri Mantra. I have the brain to see your flaws. May you have the brain to understand that what I am saying is right. That is the Gayatri. Gayatri is all about the brain. Exalt the moon over there. The moon gets exalted in this nakshatra. Keep that in mind. That is the beauty of this nakshatra. It has the power to exalt the mind. Yes, please.
I've got my lagna is in its
critical. So, lagna is sharp, penetrating everything. But I don't think you are critical at all. No. You are not at all sarcastic. Some people may feel so, that you can be a bit cutting. She's not sarcastic. She's not critical. You go straight to the point. Your lagna is there, so your brain thinks like that. Yeah. But that's not where your moon is it? Oh, so the world is not able to see that. You see, the world is not able to, you think you are like that. Sometimes people who are close to you may see some of these things. Sometimes you are, yes, you could have a little bit of traits. People who are close to you may see some of these traits, which is inside. That is, you could be very persistent sometimes to the extent of seeming stubborn. You could go on and on and on and on with something. Lagna nakshatra is your brain functioning. It's not how I am seeing her or you are seeing her.
Moon and lagna.
Moon and lagna. So definitely moon is persisting over there. But I don't see you as being critical. Maybe I don't work with you.
Yes.
You can get critical. You get critical of your boss also?
Yes. I mean, if you worship him, of course he'll give you a better paycheck. I can't dispute with anyone.
Once you understand it, why it is there. Once you understand it, why it is so. So you are on this staff side or you are on that side? You are on this side of Kritika or on this side of Kritika?
I have my ascendance in the first pala.
Right.
Which is in Aries. And then I have my moon in the
second, yeah, which is good. Which is good. The moon should be on this side. If the moon is on that side,
then I can't see them.
The stubborn and all is more fierce, very fierce. Moon is on the Aries side, the mind should not be here. The mind is on this side, which is good. The mind gets exalted in this side. It's a beautiful mind. Beautiful mind. The mind over there is delicate. If the mind is in Aries in that last quarter, which is that the point of the spear, you could poke one or two people very hard.
Yes, in Aries it's aggressive, whereas if it's a Taurus it would be more persistent and stubborn.
Right, that's why the staff and the sharpness. You got it. Good. So shall we go to the next nakshatra? Rohini nakshatra. Rohini is normally symbolized by the chariot. It is the fourth nakshatra of the zodiac. It is symbolized by the chariot. Now in those days, everybody didn't have a car. So obviously it indicates people who are rich, who are powerful. Even among the fighters, they are rich fighters, they can afford the chariot. Otherwise you walk barefoot with a spear in your hand. So it is a sign of wealth. The horse over here is the sign of a servant who is under control. So Rohini Nakshatra are all about controlling their servants. Not all of them. Most of them. Firstly, they must have their horses. A Rohini without the horses or servants is useless Rohini. They must have a chariot whom they will sit on. Because what is chariot meant for? For sitting on. So to sit on his head. And the chariot will, the horses will pull the chariot and they will move around in that. And anybody else walking on the road, dust. Get out of the dust. Get out. Dust. Don't stand on my way. Get out. Side, somebody has to run now, a new servant will be found to run in front and tell them, hey, boss is coming, get away, get away. That's Rohini, you see the big shot.
Sanjay, a complete planet is Rohini, and I completely don't identify with it.
Really? Because those three planets are probably eclipsing that, and that's why you don't
like.
They are busy fighting, so you are still fighting whether you should have a horse or a donkey over there, is it? Think about it. You see, we often don't see. What I'm trying to say to you, that these symbols are telling us what we can't see. Because it's happening inside the brain. It is the car, better life. More planets in Rohini are people who are seeking a better life. They are prepared to go for a better life than to go. If my situation is, if there is a situation in life, I think this is not good, this is this, this is this, I want to go for the better life. See my point? Rohini gives you that strength to go for the better life. There are pluses and there are minuses. But let me tell you, this was the nakshatra of Shri Krishna. When we say snobbish, they are snobbish to people who deserve to be snobbed. Not just snobbish. Depends on how the moon is. If they feel, if somebody, let's say I have a friend who is, moon is in Rohini? Excellent. So you are my friend. Now somebody troubles me. And somebody insults me. I need to just come and tell you, look, Yonatha, this person has insulted me, this person is treating me like a dog, they are doing this, they are doing this. You, and you think you are my friend, that's it. You will take care of that person. You will go and tell that person, listen, you're nothing but dirt. Don't behave like this. Am I right? So you are snobbish to those who deserve. You can pamper those whom you like. See, both things come simultaneously. You are materialistic in the sense that you realize the value of material wealth. And so you tend to accumulate. Also you tend to enjoy because you need money to buy horses and carts. This is one. Look at the other symbol, temple. Beautiful, that temple. And which nakshatra is this? Number 4. Right? Remember what we had done originally about number 4? Home. This, your home, is going to be a temple. My home is a temple. I will not allow the devil to reside here. Rohini nakshatra will insist upon that. Rohini insists. You also do. 22. That's right. Moon's nakshatras will have this quality. Very strong. But Rohini in particular, because that is a very dominant factor. So they want the best, the highest standards. And when people don't like to have high standards, this thing, they can be very critical. Even without realizing, sometimes very mildly. Little darts they have got. This is your heart. She will be a perfectionist. She very high standard. They have their own standard. They set standards. This is all nonsense. High standard. No, you don't know. I'm telling this is right. Even high aesthetic standards cost money. They will define it. This is all nonsense. This is the standard. No, and no compromising in those standards. Anybody who is even 1 inch lower, put. Little dart. That is Rohini. Be sure. Because fourth house, it is the house, it is the heart. This is them. This is their nature. Very lunar, great affection, great, too much fluctuation.
So when you say the fourth nakshatra from the Janma,
is where we are going to look for our horses and our.
Yeah, so this person, or this, if you have any planet there, or somebody with somebody whose moon is up there, you can say that they will try to control you and also will really try to protect you.
Yes. I mean, that is your home. That is your house, that's your definition of your temple, that is the definition of how you want to live, what kind of a home you're going to have, what kind of a car you're going to have, what kind of, the whole thing, the fourth. So whatever is there in four number nakshatra Rohini is being transported to somebody else from his personal nakshatra also. So this is natural. What is natural is when you are born in this nakshatra, this is in your head. This is your nature. This we are talking about is your nature when this is your Janma nakshatra. This will not apply to somebody else. Let us say who is born in some other nakshatra. These things will apply to this person who is born in this. We are now going into each nakshatra and seeing what happens when somebody is born in this. But the symbol out here will apply to all nakshatras in the fourth form Janma also. Let us try this. Your Janma nakshatra is number 3. So count 4 from there. 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 is which nakshatra? Ardra, Rudra, something about Rudra, about your house, car. What Rudra? Think about Rudra. Your sister is born in that nakshatra, that's why you think about that. What about your car? What kind of a car do you have? Right. Think about it. Why? Think about it. Why not?
Why not? Never wanted it. I always walk to work.
That's exactly. When we come to that nakshatra, Ardra, You say Rudra means the symbol is a teardrop, crying. So you think if you're going to have a car, you're going to cry. Think about it. This is how the brain thinks. This is how the brain is thinking. If I have a car, I'm going to cry. Who's going to maintain the car? Who's going to clean the car? I might as well walk with my spear.
It's only with the car, with the home, I'm totally the opposite.
That's right, because there is a second symbol of Ardra, which is a diamond. No small home. Your house must be made of diamonds. One little diamond here, one chunk there, one chunk there. Right? There you go. Either teardrop or diamond. No compromising in between. That is the problem with Ardra. Ardra nakshatra, in whichever number it will fall, either it will be a teardrop or you want the diamond. Nothing in between. For me, Ardra comes as my place of work. What is my work? That means what my mind likes to work on. So what does it become? It is all this astrology. Either I'm crying or I'm holding all the diamonds and the big... Right? You see my point? What is happening is when this shows up in my workplace, that means all the... Very peculiarly, there will be only some work which will be like diamond. The rest of the work will be like crying. In fact, anybody who has... closely associated with me will be wondering, do I love Jyotish or do I hate Jyotish? They don't know, because half the time I'm crying. I'm back-breaking work. Who's going to sit and make these slides? Why do I have to do this all the time? Why is it that none of my students are ever doing anything for me? Zoran is useless. This guy is a fool. Right? All the time I'm crying. All the time. Because why? I want the diamond. There is no compromise. When I was working in government, I would say, this is lousy work, this is the curse of my life. Every day I have to come here. Look at my chart, I have Ketu in 10th house, this is aspecting that, this is curse. This is how the brain functions. But in reality, it was not that. It was the Ardra nakshatra. You will be in extremes over there. So this is a very important nakshatra. Number 4. From the Janma nakshatra, whatever is in number 4, will decide whether you want a car or you don't want a car. I have, for example, Revati in my 4, and I have Jupiter over there. I don't want cars, I want an elephant. It's honestly, I have Jupiter there, I don't want. Why should I have a car? Elephant, I don't have to put gas in it, he'll go and eat the grass, he'll eat some trees. I don't have to do anything, I sit on top and walk around. That is crucial to deciding whether I like it or I don't like it. Whether I will have it or I will not have it. See my point? The lord of that nakshatra will decide whether I'm going to get it or I'm not going to get it. I may want it, I may want the diamond, but I may not get the diamond. The Lord will decide. Definitely, definitely. Yeah, yeah, they like to sit on top, relax. Take me there. Either you will have a chauffeur-driven car or you will have a taxi. You don't like to sit and drive. Why? Because that is, if Rohini is your 4th nakshatra, you don't like to drive. You need somebody else to drive. Okay, now, this is a very interesting nakshatra. This nakshatra is half in Taurus and half in Gemini. That is why they are called balancing nakshatras. You see the head? What are ears? Ears are balancing, right? Imagine if you didn't have ears. Ears are not just for hearing. They are for balancing. It's like the antlers on the deer's head. They have to be balanced. Imagine if one side the antler was so small and the other side it was huge. He'll be running like this all the time. Right? That means he can't run. So the two sides have to be equally balanced. And what is the symbol of the antler? It's like thought. The beginning of the antler is the little thought. Then the thought grows into two. See that? It grew. And then it stopped. Something grew there. And something grew even more. So it's like thought. In the beginning, some thoughts grow up to a point and you leave it. Some thoughts go deeper and deeper. Some thoughts go very, very deep. Every time the thought is growing, it is branching. Like a tree. When the tree grows, it branches. Branching is a symbol of more knowledge, of growing knowledge. As knowledge grows more and more and more, As the tree becomes older and older and older, it will have more branches. Therefore, this nakshatra is ruled by Soma Devta or Chandra. It is the mind and it rules the thought. How are you thinking? How is your brain working? How powerful, in what way are you thinking? Do you have the capacity of intuitive thought or not? You can say from this nakshatra mandala, from Rashi chart, you can never say whether somebody is intuitive. If all you have to do is to look at this number, 5 nakshatra from Janma. Take the Lord and see how it is placed. What sort of a planet, how it is placed, what sort of a nakshatra, it will give you a complete idea of what thought this brain is capable of sustaining. You know, we think of certain things, we can think of its different brains can think of different things up to different levels. Something you can, she can paint a picture to a depth, perhaps I cannot even sketch. Why? Because her brain is capable of going multifold depth into it. My brain is capable of going into Jyotish and his branches and branches and branches and branches, very deep branches of Jyotish. But you ask me to cook, I can only cook coffee. You see the problem? That means, from where I will see? From, can you look at my horoscope and say this about me? How can you look at my horoscope and say, Sanjay is capable of thinking in Jyotish, but he is not capable of thinking in cooking, so let us not employ him as a cook, otherwise we will have to fast. As simple as that. For that you look at nakshatra number 5 from the Janma nakshatra, from the moon.
So its nature will show what knowledge you can go deep
into. What you can think about, how deep you can, your mind is capable of thinking about, not the intellect. The mind has to think. So let us see. My Janma nakshatra is 24. So 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. That is nakshatra number 1, which is Ashwini. And one of the top capabilities of the Ashwini Kumars is astrology. Another capability is healing. Another capability is making an old man young. Another, so those are things into which my brain can go very deep. Alchemy. What thing can I eat by which suddenly I can have 2 more hands like Vishnu? Why should I just have 2 hands? My brain thinks like that, your brain may not. Because that is my brain. The lord of that sign, the lord of that nakshatra is Ketu. Headless. It can go anywhere. Vertically it goes, there is no end to that. And that Ketu is exalted in my horoscope, I told you earlier. So it gives me infinite intuition. The planet of intuition is Ketu. Headless. What is intuition? Intuition is that which has not been logically thought of. It's a spark. That is Ketu. And it is good to have Ketu associated in some manner with that nakshatra for people who are into research. Rahu, very logical research they will do. Different brains are different. It all depends upon which planet is there, who is the Lord, how exalted it is, how weak it is.
The 5th nakshatra from our Janma nakshatra acts like Mrigashira.
Yes, it is behaving like this, antlers of the deer. Because thoughts, what you can grow, what you can... Ketu, do you think cooking has to do with which planet? Food, who is ruling food? Moon. Jupiter is only sweet food. That is you. Okay. So, that is your Jupiter. Moon rules all food. Mother. You think of food, become mother. The thought comes from Ma, mother. So moon rules the food. So how friendly is Ketu with the moon? What happens if my brain starts thinking about what food we are going to eat?
Wrong food.
Some kind of an eclipse will take place, right? Moon Ketu is lunar eclipse, Sun Rahu is solar eclipse. So somebody, let's say, with Rahu as the lord of this sign, should stay away from thinking about Sun, matters related to the Sun, like that. Don't enter too deep into some things and go sub, you know, it tells what your brain should go into. As simple as that. What do you think your brain can go into? Your Janma Nakshatra is 22. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. So that is Uttara Bhadrapad. 26. Did you check that? That list. And the lord of that nakshatra is?
Saturn
is the lord of the nakshatra. Did you check that? You can check those things. And how is Saturn placed?
In Saptadesha.
So what is the nature of Saturn? Does he like to go back and forth, or does he step by step, very carefully,
plodding along,
checking everything, not going to take too much risk, very conservative, if I can use that word? What is he capable of thinking about? Traditional things? Is Saturn good at cooking?
Cold foods.
Ice cream. Yeah, he can cook ice cream in the fridge. He'll buy it, put it in the fridge, it's cooked, he'll eat it.
I do cook, but that's probably because critique.
So what is he capable of cooking? No, you look, see, the thing is different. Your Lagna Nakshatra is Moon. So you like to cook because of your Janma Nakshatra. But that is not what your mind will dwell on. Let us say, can you cook Italian?
Yeah.
Okay, how about Chinese?
Nowadays it's all easy. No, I like cooking. No, but
because of Janma Nakshatra?
Yeah, only because of that.
But basically the Saturn, it can tire you out completely. It can drain away your energies of thought. Because your mind is perfect to think about whatever is your family's traditional line, because that is Saturn. What your father was doing, what your grandfather was, think of Saturn things. Saturn is workers, labor, work. Very good at thinking about work. Very good. Your mind is meant for that.
The star that planet makes a difference. Sattavisha is related with astrology.
That's right. Saturn is in Sattavisha. That's a good one. Can you do this exercise now for your own charts? All you have to do is to take that planet. Often you feel that I like to do something. He likes to cook. But his liking to cook doesn't make him a good cook. Like, ask him, do you think, why don't you open a restaurant? You are so good at cooking. There you go. The mind is not good. Fifth is to do with what are you, your thought. When you cook, you are actually thinking about your labor probably. Do you see my point? You're cooking because of your Janma Nakshatra. Your birth Nakshatra. Like my birth Nakshatra is Satabhishaj. I am constantly trying to heal everybody without medicine. It is my Janma Nakshatra, Satabhishaj. This is all doctor's medicine is useless. Ask her. She gets this medicine, blood pressure medicine. What is this? Tell me, I never heard of this medicine. Which doctor gave it? This doctor doesn't know anything. I behave like, you cannot imagine, Satabhishaj. I know more than the doctor, he doesn't know anything. I am constantly looking. See, this doctor said this, he doesn't know the latest, this doctor knows that. I am comparing doctors. Bad habit. But that is Janma Nakshatra, it's hobby. You ask me to prescribe a medicine for somebody? No way. Because my thought is not going into that, but it can go if I cultivate Ashwini more. Am I clear?
Fifth is where the thought is.
Fifth is where your thought can grow.
So what about if Moon is the Lord? Moon is the mind.
Moon is mind, human beings, about human beings. You're very good at handling human beings.
So my fifth nakshatra is Hasta.
Fifth is Hasta. We will go into Hasta and see what you are more capable of, but that is definitely
from Jan.
So what do you think Hasta is good about? Moon is good for? Making? No. That is hands. What is the thought?
Will it affect where Moon is?
It will affect, but
like
primarily.
Working
is to do with Saturn. Saturn is a laborer. Moon is all about keeping the family together.
And also
nourishing, that's right. It's about keeping family together, keeping things together.
Very broad-minded, because you can look sideways.
That's right. Yeah. You're always looking, I have to take everybody and go with me, not alone.
Moon is the frustration.
That's right. So the challenge is Hasta. That is where the mind is. Mind is always in that nakshatra where the challenge is. That is the challenge. He's challenging you. Whatever is challenging you is where your thought is. If you are challenged by fever right now, your thought is in your fever. The moment you have become, all right, my fever is gone, I can eat this, everything, your thought is no longer in fever. Your thought has now gone to something else. So the thought is always in the fifth nakshatra, because that is where the challenge is. It's very natural, it's a very human thing. What pains you is where your mind is.
How do you reconcile the sixth?
Learning comes By getting over this, by succeeding, when you pass through this, then only you learn. What the learning is all about, crossing over this. You cross your challenges, you have learned. You are not able to cross challenges, that means you are still stuck. Like you and me, yes, headless. Yeah, so it means very intuitive, very good. If fifth is ruled by Ketu, it is very intuitive. But the nature of the nakshatra could cause a difference. For example, if it is Magha, it will be different from Ashwini, which will be different from, let's say, Mula. Mula is the most spiritual among the three. Most spiritual. It is Kali's nakshatra. It is telling you to go away completely from this material world. It is the one which breaks you away from the material world. So, the challenge is all about the spiritual world and the material world. In the southwest, they say, if you put a brick in the southwest of your house, that keeps the mula under control. A brick, a red brick. Yeah, in the corner, southwestern. If this is the house, the southwestern corner you found out with a compass, put a brick inside, or maybe just outside. Just a plain brick. Cover it, you can cover it with something. Sometimes people just put a brick and put a... The brick is supposed to be what keeps Nirriti under control.
What would Mars be in that situation? Aggressive?
Mars in the thoughts. Mars in the thoughts always. Thought is always in battle.
So not, no rest.
Rest.
Restless. And worried.
Yes. Financial worries come from Mars. Financial worries come from Mars. Because Mars is all about debts. He loves to give debts and put your mind over there. So how do you get over it? That is the challenge.
By money.
No. Money doesn't overcome debts. You can take another debt, you get some money and you are still in more debt. You see, so money doesn't overcome it. What is overcoming Mars is Jupiter. The opposite planet. Each challenge, that's exactly it.
So
you go towards Jupiter, he'll take... I tell you a simple thing. They say food affects your thought.
Yeah.
Let us say somebody's nakshatra over here is Mars. Let us say you're born in Ashwini and Mars rules your fifth nakshatra. I tell this person, start eating sweets. Why? Because this Mars kind of thinking will come down. Just start eating sweets, you will see. It will make the difference. Start eating it, it will make a difference. It is very peculiar because foods are controlled. Food controls the thought.
What if the fifth is ruled by benefits like Jupiter, Venus?
Then there is a problem. We are talking of problems. When there is no problem, why create it? But still, it can be a challenge because Jupiter can be husband for them, which is not a bad thing. That's right, because that's the Kritika. You put this nakshatra and you put the Kritika together, you will see what's happening. That's right. So you have to grow the other horn by eating sweets. Okay, so did you get it? What I'm talking about, this fifth nakshatra. It is where the mind is. Why is the mind always dwelling over there? Because that's where the challenges are.
You don't just look at the planet. You actually look at the story of the nakshatra, the whole symbolism.
Exactly. About 2 hours back, we were just talking about the planet. Right now, you are in the level of the images. We have gone from there. We are deeper now. We were talking about the lords. But now we are not only talking of the planets, but also the images and connecting. And we are seeing how these images are playing such a crucial role. The solution is always on the opposite, because the image is on the opposite side. Remember, I started with that. If Mars is war, look what happened.
What's the opposite? Can I just ask, you know this Mitrishtya? What's the opposite nakshatra from that?
The opposite from this is the first nakshatra of the last nakshatra of Scorpio. And the first nakshatra of Sagittarius. Both of them. Half-half. There are two halves.
Oh, I see, yes.
You see, this is half in Taurus and half in Gemini.
No, I was just wondering, you said to me, oh, look at the, you know, for Mars, look at Jupiter, go towards Jupiter. I was just wondering, look at Mars, look at what's the opposite, which is Mercury and K2.
No, I'm not looking at nakshatras, I'm looking at the signs. Because the symbols are associated with the signs in the opposite.
Okay.
The nakshatras just give us an idea. But the signs really is what it is. It is what is happening. Why these two sides? One side of the antlers are coming from Jyeshtha side. You know Jyeshtha side, Scorpio. Other side is coming from Sagittarius. And there is a Gandanta in between. There is a big Gandanta. So obviously, this is a very big challenge. This nakshatra is symbolizing a very big challenge. So for anybody, this nakshatra is going to be some part of your life. Whatever part it is where the challenge is. It is like two halves which can never meet. It is all about bringing about a balance between these two halves to keep your head straight. If one side becomes heavier, you are tilting. It's all about balancing life. Mrigashira is all about balancing life and the challenges. Life is in Sagittarius, challenges are in Scorpio. If life is in Jyeshtha, then the challenges are in Mula. These two can never connect. It is good if they do not connect. So that is why I say, look at the opposite and you will find the answers.
So it's a place of death and birth.
That's right, it's like the death and birth change. They can never connect in this life. So the solution to that problem is always about looking at Jupiter, that which is opposite. Because Mars is the natural lord for this. What is resolving that jump without pain is Jupiter. If Mars is war, Jupiter is peace. If Mars is bitter, Jupiter is sweet. Opposite. At the nakshatra level, Mars and Jupiter are not friends. Mars doesn't like, Jupiter hates war. There are no enemies. Mars, there are no friends. See, the opposite, they're talking different languages. So at the nakshatra level, you could be a completely different personality than what you have been seeing in your chart till now. Shall we go to the next one? Imagine if this is somebody's birth nakshatra. He's a traveler. Why? Because he's always trying to connect the other half. He's looking for the other half all the time. Investigator. Why? He's looking for the other. See, look at the things that they're doing. The thoughts, always searching, this can be this. Some, you want to pick up a private detective, if you find this nakshatra, janma nakshatra, take him.
So if the thought, if the nakshatra, the thoughts will go everywhere.
Depending where it is, yeah, if it is. But that is a very productive mind, if the thought can go everywhere.
Right.
That is a capable and a very capable mind. Depends on how you look at the world. There are some people whose thoughts go nowhere. Just to the nearest bus stop, catch it, go to my this thing, sell my coke and come back and sleep. Depends. For me, the thought going everywhere is good. Somebody else, it may not be good. It all depends upon the individual and how you look at the world. It's your view. It is your view. For different people, it's different. For me, it is Ashwini in the fifth. I like thoughts going everywhere. Ah, my favorite, Ardha. Look at this teardrop. In the physical world, it symbolizes crying for chocolate. We all cried for chocolate, so this is crying for chocolate. That is what it symbolizes. In the in the spiritual world, this is that cry for God. There is a lot of violence inside because of all this crying that has happened. All the crying, when you cry a lot, what happens inside of you? A lot of violence comes inside. It's inside, it's in the mind. It affects the mind. We call it mana pitta. There is pitta in the mana. In Ayurveda, it's called pitta in the mana. The devata is Rudra. He who can have the power to wipe your tears. Who is God? He who wipes your tears is God. When Rama cried, Lord Rama cried. So who will be spared in this world? If God is going to cry, you think you and I will be spared? No way. Even if, there is a saying, if Jesus were to come down to earth, they will again crucify him. This is what this world is. If Rama were to come down, again somebody will kidnap his wife. This is the truth of this world. This is the world view of Ardha Nakshatra. Now you see, sadness, destructive impulses, they can destroy everything they have created. Because they have the power of Rudra. They can build a huge house, millions of people in there. When they finish, they look at it, ha, useless. Break the whole thing. They may have taken 10 years to build it. They will break it to the last brick and rebuild again. the power to destroy the entire thing. That's a very big power. Because when you create something, you're always trying to save it and defend it. You see, to have the courage and the strength to destroy what you have created is a different kind of character that is required. Because it shows the ability to go beyond attachment to what you have created. Actually, whatever you create, you will be attached. Ask any mother how they are attached to their children. Why they have created the children, they will be attached to them. Am I right?
Rudra is the god of wind.
Rudra is said to be a god of wind. Actually, he's from Rudra is from, they say wind because the wind makes howling noises.
But the wind can press out there.
No. Wind doesn't press the tears. The tears come out because of karma. The wind dries them. So Rudra as the wind god. But when we talk of wind, you are not talking of the wind that is blowing outside, are you?
No, not necessarily.
Which wind are we talking about? We are talking of Vayu as a tattva, as a principle of detachment. It's like water. How does the water... Let's say you are a molecule of water and you want to become free from this... So somebody has to apply heat. And when heat is applied, lot of heat is applied, this molecule will break away and float away into the air. This air will carry him away. And will ensure that he doesn't come and fall back. If the air wants, he can push you back into the water. He'll cool you so that you will have to fall back. You are like that molecule of water. That heat that is coming is Agni. He's supposed to be Devata. In this material world, you and I are all water. The heat is our God. Our God is only heat, Agni. Any definition of God can only be Agni. There can be no other definition of God. Everything else is a lie. When that heat burns you, then you will evaporate from there. You will cry a lot because it's tearing. You have to tear away from all the other little water molecules around you. You will have to tear away. So it is very painful. But when you tear and come out, then only you will see the real bliss of freedom. That is mukti. Did you understand? Vayu tattva. That is why the Rudraksha is associated with it. When you wear the Rudraksha, the pain goes away. The tearing away pain, you get over that. We all have to tear away from something in our life. All of us. Whichever nakshatra, say for example, 22. Yours was 22, huh? 22. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So your sixth nakshatra is coming to Revati. So what does Mercury indicate in your chart that you have to tear away from? Something you have to tear away from. What would Mercury indicate?
Based on lordship or just...
You can do whatever you want.
Business.
Which house?
Seventh house
of business. I see.
Mercury
can also be relatives. So if relatives are associated with you in the business, some kind of a tearing away may occur?
Yeah, it happened 11 years ago.
Ah, see that? Did you see? It was so simple for me to tell. I saw from here a lot of tears. And it is Mercury. And this Mercury is sitting in the seventh house. Mercury can be a relative. Seventh is the house of business. So if he does business with relatives, some kind of tearing away will occur. It will surely occur and he will have to cry. This teardrop, we will have to cry.
Wouldn't the seventh be more obviously... Marry your partner?
No. Seventh, you see the problem with our Jyotish. See, tell me something honestly. When you talk about a partner, are you talking purely from an animal point of view or are we talking from human point of view? Because for human beings, mating alone doesn't decide who your partner is. That is just maybe one. After some time, when you become old, it just doesn't matter. So what is it that decides who is your partner? That means somebody who is walking, who is following you in this life. This life is a path. Somebody who is walking this path with you is your partner.
Quite often, the person you're married to. Not
right. So, but then you're assuming that you are getting married to the person with whom you are mating. What happens if you don't mate with the person you're married to? You see, when we go into these nakshatras, we ask very difficult questions. We ask questions by which we understand marriage at a depth in which it is meant for the human society. Because marriage is not feature for dogs, cats, other animals. Of course, in America, this is happening now. But so in any case, the dogs probably don't understand what is happening. So you see my point. It's a very animal thing to look at the seventh house for marriage. Yes, it happens at a younger age. So that is why, because when people, that is a marriageable age for people, they marry at 20, 21, 30, they get married, and that is the criteria, chief criteria, my wife is beautiful, otherwise I will not marry her. See, that is such a superficial criteria. The real criteria is the 12th house. 12th house are the feet. Our feet must be in the same direction on the same path. If our feet changes direction, she will walk a different direction, I will walk a different direction. Our lives will separate. The feet will decide. That is why there is a very beautiful teaching which my Gurudev told me. Before sleeping, wash your feet. Never sleep with dirty feet. I said, why? Oh, it is so important that you must sleep with clean feet. Why is it so important to sleep with clean feet? Because when you sleep, you are actually accessing some very high levels. The mind, the subconscious mind, is accessing some very, very high spiritual levels when you sleep. Your feet need to be clean because you could be walking into the house of God. Sometimes you dream of temples, sometimes you dream of a goddess, sometimes you dream of gods. If you dream of dirty things, it doesn't matter. But when you dream of a blessing dreams, what we call, your feet should be clean, otherwise the blessing cannot come.
You're supposed to brush your hair as well.
Yes. For the ladies, yeah.
What's the reason for that?
For the ladies, yes. Because that is I think it has to do with Ketu. Meena, moksha karaka. Even assuming you didn't walk, you were at home the whole day. Before sleeping, you have to wash your feet. For Brahmins, it is compulsory. That's another very good reason she has given. Something about negative energy is going away from the feet. Maybe, that's right. There is so much about energy healing. People who know energy healing will probably explain this better. But there is a connection between your feet and the 12th house. And marriage is all about walking the path together. 7th house is important. I look at 7th house as a choice of partner. But why you have come together is the 12th house.
So the 7th house goes to the 12th, is fine.
No. Why is it fine?
Because it still connects the 12th
house. Right, but why should 7th go to the 12th? You should have good lords going there. 12th is a very spiritual house. Why should the 7th thing be there? It's like saying you couldn't find any other place.
Huh?
Yes. But then that's the problem. That's the exaltation of Venus is not good for marriage. Strange, is it not? Poor thing, Venus. Yeah, look at Rama's chart. Look at any chart where Venus is exalted. Debilitated Venus, instant marriage. Strange, no? Okay, anyway, we'll go into all that things later. Because Pisces is all about giving away, giving up. See, try to understand something. 12th house is all about giving up, giving away. It's not taking it. So when Venus is exalted, it's actually in Pisces that it gets exalted. It happens to get exalted there. But that is giving to God, getting married to God. Exaltation of Venus is in 27 nakshatra. It is such an important information. Because 27 nakshatra was our definition of God in this nakshatra mandala. That is where God sits. And Venus is about marriage. So get married to God. Why do you have to marry somebody else? That is the meaning of exaltation of Venus. You see what's happening out there? If you're married to God, you can't marry a human being. So what is the big problem that's happening in your head? You're looking for God or Goddess to get married. This is crazy. I mean, you want your spouse to be Mr. or Miss Perfect. Look at the test that Rama put his wife through. Would a normal person call that rice? Okay. Oh, you stayed with Ravan for some time, people think you are not pure. So I'll tell you what. You sit in the middle of fire. If you don't get burnt, you are pure. How does it sound? But that is exalted Venus. So Jupiter aspecting can make a lot of difference. This is not, be reasonable. This is, Jupiter puts a lot of wisdom into people's head. We now come to this nakshatra number 7. And what is this bow and arrow doing out here? The bow and the arrow, when do you pick up a bow and arrows? For fighting, for protection. So if you look at nakshatra number 7, it's all about death. The slayer, somebody is coming to kill you, and you have your arrows and bow ready and guard to fight back. Bow is symbolic. The symbol, the bow symbolizes your guru. The arrow is your mantra. The bow is your guru. The bow is your guru. Arrow is your mantra. If you hold the bow hard, see, it's very symbolic. You have to hold the bow very hard. It should not shake. It should not vibrate. It should be tight and strong. It should be a heavy bow. For example, how strong you are is known from the bow that you pick up. They say Rama's bow. Which bow did Rama pick up?
Pashupat, Shiva's bow.
Pashupat. Look at the name. Pashupat was the name of the bow that Rama picked up. Very symbolic. That means Sri Rama picked up the bow. Bow means guru, is Shiva. So Sri Rama's guru is Shiva himself. And who was Rama's guru? Vasishtha. And which mantra does Vasishtha teach among all the mantras that he teaches? The Mrityunjaya mantra. Have you heard of the Mrityunjaya mantra?
Yes.
Trayambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushti vardhanam. That is the bow of Rama. Bow is that mantra on which your foundation of spirituality is made. That is your guru. The arrow, if you can have multiple arrows, is how you do the mantra, when you do the mantra, other things. Right? That is why it is said, Kalidasa teaches a very beautiful thing, you know. Question often comes, okay, if Rama incarnated in this world, he also has to worship because he has to follow the rules of this world? Yes, he has to worship. So who can Rama worship? Rama, if he is Vishnu, has to worship only Shiva. He cannot worship anybody else, he is not allowed. Krishna, if he is Vishnu, if he is the real avatar, that is the Yuga avatar, he is only allowed to worship Shiva. Somnath temple, Gujarat. Rama, Rameshwar temple, South India. You see, when you come to this planet, you have to follow certain rules. So that is why he picked up the bow, he listened to his guru, picked up the arrows, his karma was perfect. So this bow and arrow is all about mantra for protection. It is symbolic of the mantra and holding the guru. You cannot say, oh, I don't like this bow. I need this bow. Oh, I don't like this. By the time you are dead, all the other arrows have pierced you, you are gone. Because as you become older and older and older, the karmic arrows are hitting you harder. Yes, yes. Yes. The five arrows are the five tattvas. They are called the arrows of the Kamadeva. Kamadeva has five arrows. These are called the five tattva. And depending upon the season, he chooses the correct arrow that will pierce your heart so bad it won't stop bleeding. So you need to have five counter arrows for that. And who is the one who burnt Kamadeva? That is why the bow was of Shiva. Because Shiva is the guru. You have to hold on to the guru. What your guru tells you have to do.
The seventh nakshatra actually shows the guru. Can't show the guru.
No. Seventh nakshatra shows what the guru told you to do. It is how you hold on to guru. It is not the guru himself. Do you listen to the guru or you don't listen to the guru? Are you doing what the guru told you? You are not doing what the guru told you. Guru told you fast on Ekadashi. He said, guru told me to fast on Ekadashi, but he didn't tell me for how long. So I'll fast for 15 minutes. What is that?
So is it the second one is push yourself, spiritual pull?
That is right. That is the guru himself. Actually guru is not the body. Guru is the lotus. He is the lotus. Pushya is the lotus. Perfect. Beautiful. Nakshatra. no doubt on that. Okay, so you can see that merely the bow and arrow, don't go by this bow and arrow as a symbol of fighting or killing or weapons or things like that. No, no, no. It is how you are clinging on to your teachings. Are you following them? You are not following them. Let us try one or two cases. Should we take some cases from this class? Let us see, Sui. Janma Nakshatra? Ashlesha. So, Ashlesha is number? 9. So can somebody please count the 7th Nakshatra from here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Swati. Swati Nakshatra is going to tell us whether she is clinging to the Guru or not clinging to the Guru. How she, from where the Guru's teachings will come. What will you talk about Swati? Right, foreign. That's right. So for somebody who's from China, is India foreign?
Yes.
Right? Good enough. Okay. Now, what else will you talk about Tula Rashi? Swati Nakshatra? What is the symbol of Swati? We have not come to that. Had we come to that, you would have seen.
Swaying young shoot.
Swaying young shoot, okay.
Sword.
Sometimes. Something more?
Coral.
The coral, that's right. The coral is the perfect symbol. Because, you see, what is all about the coral? The coral is nothing but little creatures which are growing under the sea. They are dying, but even in their death, their body is contributing to the formation of this beauty. To the extent that your bones are linked to the teachings. It is very deep. You see what I'm trying to say? It's like this creature who is linked to the Guru with the bone level. To that extent. I don't care whether it's pain, happy, I don't understand fully, but I will follow. He told me to do this, I will do this, that's it. Right? Swati. And now Rahu. Rahu will say, outside sources. Rahu, look at the Lord. Look at the Nakshatra, look at the Lord. Now the Lord is Rahu. What's he going to do? Confusion, doubts, delays, hard struggles. Situations by which anybody can create doubts. Why is this happening? But because of the nakshatra, it will be strong. So the Lord need not always be favorable to the nakshatra. Keep that in mind. For example, Swati is completely different from Satavishaj. When you see that, there's 100 lights in the sky. He's swaying with the wind. He is different completely. You see that? There will be many struggles, but there will be solid. Now the question is, how is Rahu placed in the chart? Yes.
In debility.
Ooh. Is that good or bad?
It's good, right?
So malefics debilitated is good or bad?
Depending where it turns in.
If Rahu, look at this, the nakshatra, is it showing something good or bad as far as Guru is concerned? Coral means like Mars, you are prepared to fight and die for your Guru. That's coral, right? That's a good sign. Look at the Lord. Doubts, problems. Why should that be strong? The debility is good. Weak, destroy. What is bad should be weak, should be thrown away. Be very clear on it. From this point of view, the debility is good. From some other point of view, it may be bad. Do you see the point?
If it is strong, say it's in the lagna.
debility and lagna are separate issues.
What I'm saying, Rahu, supposing it's strong, it's in the lagna. In this case.
Then it can create many doubts. Many doubts. Many struggles. And serious conflict inside, because on the one side you are strong like Swati. Swati is said to be the nakshatra of Hanuman. I mean, who can have more faith than Hanuman? Swati is Hanuman's nakshatra. Strong like that. And on the other side, you have this master of doubts. So you see.
Do you look, for instance, in this situation where you have Swati and then you look at the Lord, which is Rahu, do you look... I know you look where Rahu is.
That's right. So what am I looking at?
You're looking to the nakshatra where Rahu is.
I will do that. That is the next step.
Okay.
Supposing Rahu is in Swati nakshatra?
That is the next step. Right. You are Mercury, right? So you are way ahead of the class. Let's do that tomorrow. Let's finish today. See the point. What I'm trying to say is basically what am I doing now? I am looking at the nakshatra and I'm then looking at the Lord of the nakshatra. I am not ignoring the Lord. I should not ignore the Lord because the Lord will tell me how things will change with time. The nakshatra is that which is in me, the quality in me, the original quality. But things change with time. Everything changes with time. And the Lord tells me how it changes with time. Because the Lord has the power to eclipse.
And also the darsha. You know, when the daughter of the Lord comes in.
Surely. Exactly. So far, so good. So seventh nakshatra is how we are listening to our gurus. And you can check up your charts, those of you who have had problems, and you can... Are we good with time? Okay.
He's asking about the time.
Good with time, right? Okay. I will quickly go through the others. See, you can read the others, or do you want me to go through them? Because 27.
There are numbers of 9, so they repeat up to 9.
So I'll do up to 9, after that you will probably know. Okay? Because after that they are more or less the same and you can read and symbols. The Pushya nakshatra is symbolized by the lotus flower. What is the lotus as a flower? It is a spiritual flower.
The eight directions of life.
Yeah, the eight directions of life. It is purity. There are two kinds of lotuses, at least, or three maybe. There is a blue lotus, the red lotus, and the white lotus. Right? The red lotus has to do with the sign Cancer. Did you know this? Three colors of the lotus. The red lotus has to do with Cancer. The blue lotus has to do with Scorpio, and the pink lotus has to do with Pisces. The white lotus has to do with Pisces, Saraswati. Saraswati is the white lotus. Shiva sits on the blue lotus, for example, Scorpio, death. Yeah. So now there are three lotuses, and these three lotuses have to do with spiritual. It is the coming out from dirt. This world, this all these material objects that we are attached to, whether mentally or physically, is nothing but dirt. Like, you know, when you walk on the road and we say, oh, my feet got dirty, right? So your brain is thinking that the mud on the road is dirt, but the mud, which, what do you think your hand is? Is this not mud? In what way is this mud different from the mud in the... It is just a question of time before it will go there. Just a question of time. And as far as the universal time is concerned, it is not even a fraction. Not even a blink of an eye. In the blink of an eye of God, when God blinked his eye, so many universes are created and destroyed. So, what is the dust on the ground? And what is this dust that your hand is made up of? It is exactly the same. that which helps the soul to come out of this dust which has made up this body and everything around is the spiritual lotus, which is the eighth nakshatra. And all the dirt is symbolized as karma, and that is Saturn, the lord of that nakshatra. The lord of this nakshatra is Saturn. You see that? He is the symbolic of all the dirt of the world.
Is the eighth house the dirt as well? Symbolizes the
exactly.
Dirt.
Exactly. That is where you... that's where you throw out everything that you have eaten. For example, look at moon. Moon is food, right? Why does... Like, moon gets exalted in which house? Taurus, which is the mouth. So that is food. I mean, when you look at food, and it goes out, eighth house. So exaltation of moon is in the second house, the mouth, eighth house is the out. Evacuation. So Saturn is the significator of that. And Jupiter is the significator of second house. That is why Jupiter is most desirable, Saturn is not desirable. As simple as that, that's why Saturn symbolizes all the dirt. And the devata of this is Jupiter, Brihaspati. Brihaspati helps you with the Vedic thought and the Vedic mantras to come out from the dirt of life and bloom like a lotus. So therefore, the eighth nakshatra is the seat of the Guru. The eighth nakshatra is the seat of the Guru.
You mentioned Saraswati for the white lotus.
Yeah.
What about the blue and pink?
A blue I thought was Shiva, and there is also one called Kali also. The red one is Tara.
Tara.
Actually, whenever I meditated, I only saw pink. The red never came only. That means I'm still in the dirt. Sad, no? Okay, so this is good, right? Arrogant, high ideals. You good gurus. Have you ever seen some of the good Tibetan gurus and all? Good guru will be very arrogant. Is it true? It is an outward show to keep you away. They have to show, oh, stay away. You are lying to look for an appointment, you don't get an appointment. I want to touch his feet. No, don't touch my feet, you stay there. Hurry, yeah, I'm going to touch your feet. You should feel happy, you are telling, don't touch my feet, what is this? Am I some kind of an untouchable? Think about it. It looks like arrogance, but it is not so. Because if they allow you to touch their feet, they have to take away 1/6 of your sin. They have to take away your sin. If he is a Dikshita Guru, especially Tridanda, there are Tridanda Gurus, you know, Dodanda, Tridanda Guru. If he is a Tridanda Guru, he has to take your sin, if he allows you. Tridanda Guru is like the Shankaracharyas, like the head of our Jagannath temple.
Generally speaking, in South India, for example, anybody, nothing to do with a guru, they don't like you to touch their foot in Guru Namaskar. You do it from a distance, you know, from 2 inches away.
Correct.
Not actually touching the hand.
I know, it's selfish.
If you agree, then no.
If you are that big, if you say you are a guru, then you have to agree. How can you say no? Then you are not guru. You are afraid that if I take his sin, I will become dirty. That is selfish. Oh, I'll argue like anything, Kumbharashi. I know. They don't. Yes.
The yellow sapphire.
Yes.
It's also called
Pusharanga. The color is yellow outside to see, but when you put ultraviolet light on this, it's blue, right? What spectrum light or what they do? Some blue color comes out. Anyway. Self-sufficient is more important. This and wealthy you take out. When you say wealthy is based upon value definitions. What do you value? If you value knowledge, you will get knowledge. If you value wife, you will get very good wife. If you value, where your hora lagna is, your value definition. based upon your Hora Lagna is your definition of wealth, so that is what you will get. Caring for the underprivileged. If anybody is underprivileged, he will go out of the way to help that person. That is the mark of Pushya. Very caring. Very, very caring people. Religious, very conventional, helpful, very, very good name. So basically the eighth nakshatra shows your guru or your mind's view of your guru. How you are thinking. The guru for, the person is one, there are 20 students, each person is looking at the guru differently, each person is having different experiences with the guru because of this. The eighth nakshatra for all of them is different. 20 people sitting in the class, one person is teaching, each one is hearing different, they are learning different. Why is it so? Because of this nakshatra. So if you are not able to learn, the guru is saying something you are not able to hear, it is because of this. Eighth. Look at your eighth nakshatra, you will know what is the problem.
He's supposed to be a mitra.
He is the mitra. He is the one who is assisting you. He is the one who is helping you. Nobody else helps you. As far as your soul is concerned, he is the only helper. Okay. Shall I go to next? Good. Ah, the snake ran away. Ah, my favorite. It doesn't bite. See, let me tell you, people get scared about the snake symbol and it doesn't understand as to why the symbol is in Cancer. Why? Where should I look for the symbol? Opposite sign, Capricorn. Sitting in Cancer, you are looking at the snake in Capricorn. The moment you see the snake, you say, protect me, God. So you remember your protector. You remember and pray for protection. Therefore, the ninth nakshatra is called the Sarpa Devata, is the Devata. Sarpa Devata has to do with your spinal cord. Your spine. Kundalini Shakti. This is Kundalini Shakti. And who is he? By the way, do you know his name?
Vasuki.
He can be Vasuki for you. He can be Lakshman for Rama. For Rama, he was Lakshman. For Krishna, he was Balram. Are you telling me Balramji is bad? Or are you telling me Lakshman was bad? Therefore, Ashlesha is the most misunderstood nakshatra. Just as Lakshman was most misunderstood. But he is the perfect guardian. There is none who can guard like him. He is a great teacher of Jyotish. Did you know that? He is a super teacher of Jyotish. He is the Jyotish teacher for Maharshi Garga. When Maharshi Garga wanted to learn Jyotish, he worshipped Ananta, Seshanag. Because in his different forms, the highest is Seshanaga. On that snake on whom Narayan is sleeping. Of the snakes, he is the highest. Sesha. He has spiritual knowledge. Because he connects Patal Loka and all the heavens. He is the connection between the different worlds. If he wants, as he raises his hood, he will take your soul and put it in God's feet. Your soul will sit on his head like the money. You know, there's a money, there's a Naga money on top of the head. Your soul will, like a magnet, it will get attached to it and he lifts you and puts you on Bhagwan's head, feet. That is his power. So of all the gurus, he is the best guru to have because he can put you on God's feet. Is it not? That is why Maharshi Garg. Now who is Garg? Garg is he who gave the name for Krishna. When Krishna was born as a baby, he made his horoscope and gave the name. So naturally he was a great Maharshi. They say this nakshatra people are crafty, they are devious, they are controlling. They are crafty because they realize that the world is not a bed of roses. So they are only being very, very protective. You don't corner a snake, the snake will not bite you. Snakes are poisonous, snakes are dangerous, snakes are this, snakes are that. But remember, if so long as you are not pushing the snake, he won't do bad to you. You let him go his way, He won't. He's more scared of you than you are of him. Of all the creatures in this planet, the human being is the most poisonous. Did you know that? Because we drink Coke. Yeah, I drink a lot of Coke. So if anybody bites me, he'll die. Right. So there are good sides and bad, secretive. See that? Top secrets. Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. Patanjali was reincarnation of Sheshanaga. So people born in this, they have this tremendous power, this knowledge. They can access knowledge, secret knowledge especially. So you need your some connection between teacher. When I say teacher, means ninth nakshatra or Jupiter and one of the three snake nakshatras. Which are the three snake nakshatras? Or two main snake nakshatras, can you tell me? Two most important snake nakshatras. Ashlesha and Revati. Ashlesha and Revati nakshatra. Actually Ashlesha and Uttara Bhadrapada. Uttara Bhadrapada is, did you know that Ahirbuddhanya is a snake? Have you heard of a nakshatra called Uttara Bhadrapada? 26. Who is the devata of that nakshatra? Ahirbuddhanya. Ahi, remember Ahi Buddha. Just remember Ahi Buddha. Ahir Buddhanya. Ahi means snake. Buddha means knowledge, learning. Ahir Buddhanya is a great teacher. There is a book called the Ahir Buddhanya Samhita. Sorry. Okay. This is somebody else's, can I? Right. So this was a book which is written by Ahirbuddhanya, which is supposed to carry among the highest spiritual teachings. Most secret. People haven't even heard of the name. Ahirbuddhanya Samhita. One of the most secret books on spirituality. Very difficult to understand. Like that, you know, the snakes, the Sarpadevatas, they keep all these secrets. They guard treasures. People think these treasures are nothing but, you know, tons of wealth put in pots. The wealth is knowledge.
Does the snake also have intuition? Is intuition also a part of this?
Yes. Definitely. Good intuition.
And you were saying this needs to connect with spiritual planet, like Jupiter. We also have Saturn in that.
No. Jupiter, this is the guru.
Yeah, this is the guru.
This is the way you are really ninth, you know, it is.
But if this is the ninth, which is the God, which is you.
So God comes in three steps. In the first step is your guru. In the second step, it is your ego, overcoming the ego. In the third step, is Siksha, Diksha and Devata.
There are no actual gods in Ashlesha Nakshatra. We don't believe in God.
Who?
Who may not believe in God at all.
Yes, yes, that is true. That is true. They don't believe in God at all. They hate critics, they're vengeful. You see, the problem with this is the Mercury as the lord of the nakshatra. The problem is not with the nakshatra itself. Believe me, when we study nakshatras, the nakshatras are all beautiful. Irrespective, all the nakshatras are beautiful. The problem is with the grahas. Because they are grahas, their job is to eclipse. It is the eclipse which is the problem.
There's someone I know who has got a Shlesha nakshatra with Rahu in the nakshatra.
Ooh. You have got Ashlesha, you have got Rahu and Ashlesha.
They don't believe in God.
No, because they don't believe in Guru. The problem is not God. The problem is Guru basically. They say we don't believe in God. In reality, what they want to say is we don't believe in Guru. Because Ashlesha is showing whether you are having faith on your Guru or not.
Shukra. But he is a very good thinker, talker, writer.
Yes, yes. Brilliant.
He is brilliant.
Extremely brilliant. But you will observe it is the mercury which is gone the wrong way.
So it's the position the mercury will decide.
Extremely right.
Okay, so mercury
is crucial.
So if you actually...
Yes.
Sorry, no. I just have an interesting thing because you said that the sixth nakshatra is to do with your relationship with the Guru.
Sixth nakshatra has to do with
the Guru. The way you can learn and the way you hold on to the Guru. The sixth.
The way you hold on to the seven.
That was the
seven. Way you hold on to. See, in the physical plane, have you observed all this time that I am doing? I did not talk about food. I'm always talking about spiritual things. If I wanted, I could have easily finished this class by talking about material things. It is the easiest thing to do. I can take second house food, taste, finish. Third house this, third nakshatra this, finish it off. The difficult part is the spiritual part. It is, yeah.
But Uttarapadra, isn't that the place also where mercury is in debility?
Uttarabhadra, yes.
That's where my mercury is.
Not in debility because it's in Uttarabhadra.
My mercury is in Uttarabhadra.
Hmm. No. That is, but this is not your ninth nakshatra.
No,
who cares? Talk about ninth nakshatra. No. Janma nakshatra means that, look at the ninth nakshatra. His ninth nakshatra is Indra then. No, his ninth nakshatra is Anuradha. Please, check which is the ninth nakshatra.
Okay.
The ninth nakshatra will show these things, not Ashlesha, blindly. Ashlesha will show these characteristics in the person. So, every nakshatra you will find certain characteristics in the person. And the symbol is associated with the opposite sign, and the number over here will give you an idea that if this is your ninth nakshatra, what you can expect over there. Okay? So, with this,
save my life.
I want to... There are very... Can you promise me that today after going home, you can quickly go through the other nakshatras?
Yes.
So then it is... So do you suggest that I go at this pace with... rather than going more deeper into other subjects of the nakshatra?
You may answer it. You never finished it. You never did the quote.
What do you suggest? Shall I go into... You prefer this rather than going into seeing, like, say, how do you see marriage? How do you see...
The rest is in your book.
Huh?
The rest is in your book.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but he's in your book. But he
had
a thing, you know, like,
when
he always stops at
9.
Because
Gandanta
after that.
Yeah.
What I am talking right now is in no book. Let's be clear about it. What I spoke right now is in no book.
That's why I suggest when you
extend the time.
Yeah, let's do workshop number 2.
Half a day, half a day. So we should continue doing
with what? Continue with the next.
All right.
We go slowly so we can actually follow
each of these nakshatras rather than.
Yeah. And then we could have another one.
Yeah. Half a day maybe or whatever.
Okay.
When we're coming back.
Okay. So we finished up to here. Okay. Maga nakshatra.
So I think
there are
questions there, not so many questions.
They are natural questions. And without those questions, how do I know that they are actually listening and not sleeping? You know, open eye meditations. So it's natural. It's very natural, and nothing is out of the picture really. So we talk about this beautiful throne. I mean, if you look at it very closely, you will see that this is this Babi throne. I chose a Babi throne. I didn't choose a Queen of England. Because in reality, we all have a throne in our mind. And this throne is related to our work. Because we want to sit on a throne which is associated with our work. That is why this 10th nakshatra is called Karma Nakshatra. So whatever is your Janma Nakshatra or birth nakshatra, the 10th from there is where I am going to see your Karma Nakshatra. And that is normally exact trine in the 5th house to your Janma Nakshatra. So let us say you were born in nakshatra number 22, which is ruled by Moon. So go to the 5th house. 22 is in which?
Capricorn.
That's right. When you go to the 5th house from Capricorn, where are you? Taurus. Pick up the nakshatra of the moon in Taurus. Rohini. So Rohini becomes your Karma Nakshatra. Am I right? My Janma Nakshatra, birth nakshatra is 24. So what is my Karma Nakshatra? 24 is Satabhishaj. That's right. It's in Aquarius. Go to the 5th house from there. It's Gemini. Look at the same Lord. The Lord has to be the same. Because that which troubles your work is going to trouble your life.
So you're not counting 10th from a Gemini. Going to the house.
You count 10, you'll arrive at the same result. Yes, yes. I just told a simpler way. The way we do in the easy way. Look at the 5th house, same Lord, that's the nakshatra. Okay, now what happens is, in this house, we are looking at our thrones. We all have a little throne that we have built up and we want to sit on that throne. Some of us are still building the throne. Some of us are polishing it. Some of us are putting the cushion. The Vijaya shows different levels of success in work. Material success. What is throne? Throne is nothing but control. We are all control freaks. You don't agree? We are. We are always trying to control somebody else. Who we are trying to control is based upon our work. The entire control mechanism is built upon work. So if your Janma Nakshatra, let us say, is 22, your karma comes to Rohini, can anybody make a guess in this? If his work is associated with Rohini Nakshatra, which is ruled by pearls and is it chariots and temples and talking of big people and big things, what his work could be? Make a guess, random, think of anything under the sun.
He's a boss?
Yeah, he's a boss, no doubt, because maybe he's moving with bosses, but whatever work, what do you think his work is? I mean,
head of a spiritual institution and of
Rohini. Something very attractive, something everyone desires, that's right. What it could be? Jewelry? Because of the moon? So because of the moon, he says, so he took the Lord. Because of the moon, he could be associated with jewelry. Interesting. Okay? Something which is fast moving, he needs to work very fast in his business. Can I eat this? Thank you.
There's a planet sitting in Rohini, so that might change.
Oh.
Rahu is sitting in Rohini. So,
now you see?
Foreign countries, more traveling around the world, and medical products, travel, okay, surgery.
machines associated with health. Moon is health. Rahu is machines, equipment. Simple. These are medical equipments or biomedical equipments.
Diagnostic supplies.
What was? Instruments, things like
that. Diagnostic tests.
All I did was took two planets. One is the Lord of the Nakshatra, next the planet sitting out there. Not bad. How much time you would have taken? Does it work? It does work. If there is a planet out there, it will work. If there is no planet over there, even then the Lord will want to have a say. Because that planet is telling you, look, you will get success in this. Anything else you do, you are not going to be successful.
So the planet won't eclipse if you have a planet.
That is the eclipse.
The desire.
No, the planet is telling you, look, you will not be successful in other things. And you are believing that. That is the eclipse. Look at that. Somebody is telling me that, Sanjay, are you mad? You are going to leave the secure government job. You don't even have to go to office. Trudge on there 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Have a cup of tea. Open the file at 12. Close it. Have lunch. Again open it. Leaving that security for going around teaching Jyotish. Look at the difference. You see? So you don't have to believe everything that is being told to you. That's the way the grahas. The moment the graha is ruling, that means you believe that. And that belief is wrong. He is not doing what Rohini wants him to do. He is doing what the moon and Rahu want him to do. Because of the grahas.
Even the grahas is a good benefit.
Even benefit. His job is graha. Graha means eclipse.
So if planet is there, planet will direct it. No planet, the Lord will direct
it. Yes. So you have to get out of it and you have to go to the nakshatra to actually see the truth of light.
So if Rahu wasn't there, then I would be doing
it. Even if that, some moon would have told you, okay, instead of selling equipment, you would have sold medicine itself. Oh, this is moon product, it is good for health, it is good for healing, it is good for this, good for that. The moon would have told you to do that and you would have done it. But the issue is, both of them are still related to the grahas. To go to success, you need to look at things which are ruled by the nakshatra. And we talked about chariots, and we talked about houses, and we talked about temple. When you look at those things as things which you should be working on, you will get the success that you want.
So ignore the planet.
No, the planet is, you cannot ignore because you need money in this world. The planets are giving grahana because you need money, so the money will come from this. But the real satisfaction of life will come from the nakshatra.
If you follow that direction,
that's
you can
right.
reach where you should be.
That's exactly. That's exactly. You don't have to be rich.
Sorry, you don't have to.
You don't have to be rich. You can be very poor but have a very fulfilled life.
So what you're saying is the wise path is to follow nakshatra.
Yes.
Not the laws of the nakshatra.
The wise path is always the nakshatra.
Not the planet, not the house, not the ruling lord, but the nakshatra.
The nakshatra is the real light in the sky.
So look through the...
All the other veils. The Rashi is just a veil out there. There are so many veils, so many mayas, so many... Oh,
so the nakshatra
unbelievable.
Is the very deepest.
It is the deepest. That is swarga. That is heaven. That is why it is called swargaloka.
So really... The deepest astrology, the most subtle astrology is this.
As far as the mind is concerned, yes. That is something which is going beyond this, which breaks out of the whole universe. But that is, as astrological system, it is not existent because we can't see it. We can only mathematically...
There is,
yes. The Nadi is also derived from this technically.
The 10th nakshatra and the Jan nakshatra, Lord is the same.
It has to be the same.
Then you can head the same direction. The 10th and the Jan.
It's always the same.
So can I just say...
It is always the same. That is the eclipse of your life. The Lord of that nakshatra is eclipsing your life. Your life and your work is nothing but a big eclipse. It's a big lie. The whole... Read Ramana Maharishi. Read any of the big rishis. They will tell you the whole thing is a lie. I am a doctor. I cannot do this. I am a researcher. I cannot do this. Who told you you are a doctor? It's a lie. Yeah, it can also show many mistakes. You could try this, you could try that, you could try that, you could try that. Trying many different things, making many mistakes and then finding your way. But Ketu will definitely indicate one who is spiritually linked, yes, always. The Janmas, the tenth from the Janma is going to be a perfect trine. The Lord of Janma and the Lord of the tenth is always going to be the same. That is why we are looking. We are looking for the throne in the tenth. From ours.
Yeah, and also, what about where Magha Nakshatra is in your chart? Does that give you similar information?
What Magha Nakshatra is always related. I have not come to that. That is related to the forefathers.
That's different. That's slightly
different. Yeah, the Nakshatra is related to the forefathers, the death.
So what you're saying is that if this is the most important basic, so to understand stories or the symbols of the actual Nakshatra is enormously important.
Enormous.
But there are not that many good books.
Because nobody has done that job. It's a tough job. It's a very tough job. It's not an easy job to explain. Look, for example, somebody asked me five arrows. What are those five arrows? I can tell you each of the tattvas, which season it works, how it works, which those five arrows that Kamadeva has. There are five arrows that Rama has to counter that. You know what are the five arrows of Rama? Nama Shivaya. Na is one arrow, Ma is one more arrow. Shivaya. These are the five arrows. Nama Shivaya.
But the 16...
The Kamadeva's arrows will fail. Pardon?
The six seasons are not five.
Yes, one of them is for spirituality. It is too cold for any marriage. That is anyway Shiva's season. This is Sira.
For prediction purposes, I mean, setting aside the spiritual aspect, if somebody came to you, you would look at the 10th star from the chart.
That is what I did. What did I do in your case? Did I look at the Nakshatra Rohini? You are not a car manufacturer, nor are you manufacturing temples. But what you are involved in is the Rahu sitting out there. Rahu has Ayush exaltation. What does that mean? Somebody is dying. So Rahu says, hang on, I'll put this machine here and put that machine there and put that machine there and you'll live for another 100 years. That's exactly what it is doing.
And foreigners, it's so true because I just deal with many countries.
That's right, totally, totally. The more you travel, the more you deal with, the better it is for you. See that how it works?
Then do you look at where the Lord is going?
Yes. And remember one thing. If one graha is exalted, like in his case, Ayush exaltation, it can take you very high. It can give you a lot of success. Provided financial success. We are talking about financial matters, let's talk of finances. Now we are only talking about grahas. The more exalted it is, if the Lord of the Nakshatra is very exalted, it is fantastic. Sometimes you don't have to work to have the money. Please don't be under this notion that you have to work to have those luxuries and the comforts and everything. No. It is just a notion. It is Maya. Some people you observe, if the Lord of that Nakshatra is a benefic planet and it is exalted, it is super. If it is a malefic planet and debilitated, it is still super. In fact, the exaltation or the debilitation is equally good for money. Strange thing I'm talking about. Malefic means there is more struggle, but ultimately the money will come. But debility is good. It is exalted. Then if it is the Lord, then you have to take his path if you want that money.
What if it is combusted?
It's like this, you know, I was going to pick up the money, but it just evaporated. It's like mine, you know, it's exalted, but it just is not very friendly with my Lagna Lord. So it is possible that you could be choosing. Yeah, you could be choose it all. There's a lot. It depends upon a lot of things. If it is exalted, malefic, it should not be in a kendra from Lagna. It should not be in a quadrant from Lagna. Because then it's like an. See, it's very high ideals. When a malefic gets exalted, even under pain of death, you will not accept certain things because of your high ideals. So naturally, you will not have money. People who have money have to throw the ideals away. Look at me. My Lagna Nakshatra, Karma Nakshatra, Rahu, exalted in Sagittarius, in Gemini. In the Rashi it is exalted, in the Navamsha it is exalted in Taurus, that is Ayush exaltation. In Dashamsha it is in own sign in Aquarius. Look at the planet. Rahu gives the ability, the knowledge of the Sarpas, because he rules the Sarpas. Rahu indicates Sarpa Devata. He rules the Sarpas. So I will get a teacher whose very sound will put the fear of life in me. Like, you know, oh, there is too much. There is too many doubts in your head. Shadow, go stand in the sun for 2 hours, the shadows will go. Stand in the summer sun in Orissa, you will find out how it is. But you see, where does it give money? It's in Kendra. It does not. But with time it will.
This applies to sun as well?
Yes, to all the planets. From the natural age of maturity of the planets, they will start giving. Which for the nodes is a bit late. 42, 44, 45. By the time the money comes, you are, what the hell? I can't even walk, my teeth are paining, can't eat the sweets. It's crazy, come to think of it. The money comes, then you are spending the money getting new set of teeth, getting new set of this. Yes, look at him. I'll make you look younger. Yeah,
we're just about to start selling dermal fillers,
you know,
aesthetic fillers for tightening the skin.
Look at that. Look at, see? Ashwini, this next 10 years, all medicine that is related to looking younger, aesthetic looking better, it will be...
Even green coffee.
You see, I'm thinking of getting into brown-green coffee.
Sweet, green coffee.
The green coffee makes you look younger. Look at that. Look at...
35% of your body fat.
But it's just the stem cells. Stem cells. We can
grow new. Yes, all those things will come up. Good. So I'll take a break now.
May I ask one question?
Yes, please.
He was asking that there is no planet sitting in the tenth nakshatra.
Take the Lord.
And take the Lord and do a study the nakshatra the Lord is sitting in.
Yes, that is next stage. That is the next stage we will be doing. First we study only the Lord in the sign, then the next.
Okay.
We cannot go to that stage now. Tomorrow, what time we start?
Tomorrow 9 o'clock.
Please, if you think you're... And don't eat a very heavy breakfast.
Plan the underground journey.
Yeah. Please plan your journeys, do what you need to do. I want to start it.
I think it's just a big problem on the other
side. Yeah. No big breakfast.
Absolutely. So tomorrow, maybe.
No big breakfast. I don't see them sleeping.
I think they know.
Well, we sent a message. You can talk here. Not on the rest.